Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of The Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with an episode about outworking your self-doubt. This is a strong one. I guess currently I'm hitting like 2,200 hours of actual focused work on my priorities in the last, I'm not even sure how many days it's that. It should be like 150 days or so, 150 days. And I can really feel that there's, like, once you just put enough energy into something, you can, like, from a certain point of view, outwork your self-doubt. It's a big decision to make. Like, at the end of the day, you have just a limited amount of time in this world. And it's just about you, about how you actually prioritize things. And I kind of made the decision that I'm okay with being really bad at all. A lot of things and just being super good at a few, now being at best in the world at few. And with that being said, it usually takes a lot of time, at least 10,000 hours, just to see the results that you get from your efforts. Usually people do that within 10 years, and me being 22 years old, literally just staring in the mirror, I pretty much started when I was 21 still. I told myself, like, okay, I just literally don't have the time. I have to start right now. And that's specifically what I did. So I just kind of like went out there and just kind of like started chipping away on all of the stuff that had to be done. And as I progressed, like further along, the more I realized that I have to become more and more focused. And I would say that it's very exponential in a few ways. The biggest way in which it's actually exponential, it's in a way in which you learn. Because if you look out there, majority of the people who, like all of the best people in the world, they learn, they study, they're monastic about their focus on one specific area and just trying to become the best in the world by either just practicing and practicing very rigorously, or on the other hand, they just go ahead and focus on getting the best knowledge out there and consuming it and training and practicing it and upgrading their systems. If you look at the best basketball players in the world, they just go ahead and they just watch a lot of tape, try to improve, then practice, then recover. And that's essentially the same thing that I started doing. Like pretty much half of my day is always focused on work. And on the other hand, half of my day is usually in between, like taking lunch or doing other stuff, focused on consuming a lot of information and direction in which I'm going. And I'm really testing this a lot. In the past, I've been pretty much scattered all around the place. Even like in these 2,200 hours that I've done, just being very upfront, 1,000 hours out of that was the invested towards school. And there isn't any direct attributable outcome in a way in the direction in which I'm going, so I just like totally divested myself out of that, and I have like 8 credits left in school, which is pretty much very easy. So just kind of focusing on that right now. And what else did I want to say? So then also kind of like went in a different road and started blockchain and like just that kind of stuff, how impactful it is to the economy and like what are the opportunities out there. And I mean, it's great to be reading books, it's great to just be optimizing yourself and working yourself. Like right now I'm in a mode in which I never thought that I would be. Like I never even bothered, I never even thought that working this hard would be possible like a year ago. And looking into the future a year from now, because I'll be working even harder on the stuff that I'll, like, I just essentially treat it as like establishing a baseline for you. The best part about it is that, like, once I stop, I always have the benchmark. I always have, like, so to say, like, okay, this is the benchmark that I've been operating at before, and then I know that I can at least get there. And having this in my mind just kind of helps me to go ahead and do whatever the heck I want. A great example for this is that, like, I've been super jacked when I was 17, even like 20. I've been like 94 kilograms. I've been decently lean, huge, And even right now, I'm 10 kilos or even 12 kilos lighter right now. And I'm just not super focused on fitness. I'm working a lot, like 5 to 6 times a week, pretty decent workouts, but I'm just more or less maintaining the muscles that I have, and just literally just focusing everything on actually just driving as much progress as I possibly can in the main priorities that I have right now. And I feel great. So in terms of work and outworking yourself out, it's just about the volume that you put in. And right now it's kind of working fine. It's pretty much the first 1,000 hours invested in the last 45 days or so, or maybe even a bit more. And yeah, it's just like, you just freaking have to learn more and do more and outwork yourself out. Once you do 10,000 hours of actual work inside one industry, you'll be decently good at this thing. And that's it. Like, okay, that's the benchmark. Like, treat it as, okay, like, this is your starting line. You get there by working your ass off for 10,000 hours straight. And that's the established benchmark that you have. And based on that, you'll just be moving forward and forth. It's not just about reading one book. It's about reading hundreds of books. It's not just about launching one offer. It's about launching hundreds of offers, or at least like working on one offer and just like doing thousands, maybe hundreds of iterations, just tweaking and making it better, learning new stuff, hiring new people, from hiring new people, you can just get so much experience because those people come with all the experience inside your company and kind of improve that. So yeah, kind of establish myself in Vienna, and I'm not even sure whether I'll just venture out of this country anytime soon. It's kind of, I'm kind of enjoying it a lot. Just everything is very straightforward for me. And the more I travel, the more I realize that, okay, Dubai might be flashy, Hawaii might be flashy as well. But at the end of the day, when I always go there, to these different kind of weird places, I'm always just stressed out because I don't have my basic needs covered. Like, I'm always searching for good food. I'm always kind of like being, I'm always searching for a good gym. I'm like always just like thinking all of these things in my mind. And I never get enough sleep because I have to travel one thing with the other. And like, you have all these conditions. And then also the fourth condition that, for example, you don't have a stable internet connection. And also like fifth condition, like time zones and stuff, like literally there's just so much stuff going on. And if you get just stay in one place that you, so to say, at least a bit enjoy and work from here, it just simplifies everything a lot and makes it a lot easier just to focus on all of the stuff and drive growth in the areas that matter to you the most. So yeah, in terms of outworking yourself out, I guess like it's just a matter of time that you invest. And if there's like, that's the thing, if like whatever the problem that you have, if you just state that you have the problem and you invest like 100 hours into actually trying to solve the problem, you'll discover that the problem isn't a problem anymore. You can always find, like, for example, even like if you want to know a great technique that I'm using for reading stuff, I literally, from when I was, I've never been a big fan of reading. I'm way better at listening stuff. I'm just a very talkative person. At least that's what works for me. I literally can't. I'm too hyperactive. Like literally, I just want to be always doing something. Now, I'm not sure if I've ever been tested for ADHD, but like literally, I couldn't. When I was young, I couldn't sit down and read a book. I always wanted to be doing something. I always wanted to be like just literally running or like, yeah. I was like a hyperactive child, and even right now, I'm kind of fine sitting down and working on stuff, but at the same time, it's just like, I always lose focus when I should be reading stuff. I always lose focus and remember I don't remember absolutely anything. So a great tool for me is, like, there's this AI tool, it's called Speechified.ai, I guess, or com, I'm not sure, and it automatically reads the stuff for you. It's an AI voice. You can speed it up to 4.5 times. And I mean, like, it's super. So I just kind of like read books like this or read audiobooks and just get through stuff very, very fast. Courses, one thing with the other, and just kind of like consume a lot of content. So that's as far as it goes for my educational stuff. And like, the thing is that, like, out of the content, it's usually very good to go through the content multiple times. Like you just, okay, sip through the first beginning part of the content and you just go ahead and apply everything that you've learned. And then you wait for the second part of the content or like revisit it in a few weeks and just consume it even further. And you just keep repeating these cycles on and on and have a sufficient amount of time. So yeah, that's as far as it goes. In terms of everything else that's going on, like that's the thing. I consider myself to be decently successful at a lot of things. I'm super jacked for the last 9 years. Like 7 years. I'm working out for 9 years, almost 10 years, 9.5. I'm super jacked for, like, I would say 7 years. Yeah, since 15, I've been jacked all the time. Six pack, like, whatever. Been to the European Championships. Finish at the top of my class in school, university, got into one of the most competitive universities in the entire Europe in terms of business as one of the top candidates. Got into the 10th best marketing program in the entire world as also one of the top candidates. And like that over five figures, in personal income at the age of like 20, I'm not sure. Yeah, over five figures a month. I mean, that's the thing, like I'm decently successful at other things, but I'm not super successful at any of those things, which is kind of like the thing that I'm pursuing right now. So just really literally divested into everything. I'm not taking that big of a care in terms of my fitness. I literally screw school. I'm just like finishing it and don't really care about what happens. I'm not taking the masters. I'm just 100% invested into the things that I'm actually creating, because you learn way more by actually doing stuff and not waiting for the perfect moment. Just letting my parents be satisfied with whatever they have. Like that's even the big thing for me, is that you just kind of like have to let the dreams of your parents die for your dreams to live. And you have to have the courage to just tell yourself, okay, like this is the thing that I actually want to be pursuing. And for me, is I might be a bit ridiculous in terms of how I actually treat time, but I literally never know when I like how much time I have left. I don't really believe at spirituality. I believe that I'm taking a very good care of my body. Like that's first thing. At the same time speaking, I like have a certain gene predisposition in terms of actually having being prone to like getting certain types of cancer, a bit more than normal population based on like certain genomes. Yeah. Like in my family and stuff, like I've done some tests about that, and like I literally know that like I might not be here next year or even the year after, and so that's the reason why I literally just fuck everything that I don't want to be doing. Like okay, I hate hanging out with people that think small. I hate doing boring stuff. I hate when I do something, I do it 100%, and that's like my mentality. I never back down. If there's something that I want to be doing, I literally just go ahead and do it. Like when I was in Hawaii, I just wanted to dive with sharks and jump from the airplanes, whatever the heck. I just planned it for one afternoon and I did the both things at the same time, or like one after the other in the same location. It was so freaking sick. One of the best experiences of my life. And yeah, so you just kind of like, every second, every day is very important for me. And right now I'm becoming even more rigorous about the things that I start tolerating, even in terms of like the people who I spend my time with and like the kind of mentalities that I accept. And even in terms of my family, I'm very rigorous about that like literally I tolerate very little. And in terms of the people that I actually spend time with, like everything has just been decreased, and I'm becoming much more focused on the direction that I'm taking right now, and not letting anything come through. And even in terms of like, okay, if you just want to be doing some crazy stuff, like just write it down on a piece of paper, or just become very clear about the stuff that you want to achieve. In terms of personal goals, like for me, literally out of everything what I've done, like I have the greatest pleasure either from working, like okay, working, and when it's time for vacation, the best vacation for me is going somewhere where I see no people, like just literally being freaking alone. I won't say Maldives, but rather just the going inside a national park and just camping there, or like staring to the stars. It's like one of the best moments of my life was just like, okay, literally I was just chasing the thunderstorm with my dad, and we're just looking at the lightnings, and like we're inside a strong storm. And I mean, like, it's just so freaking weird, but I mean, like, just so freaking thrilled about thunderstorms that I yeah, I'm just literally just nature, and it's so freaking amazing that, yeah, whatever. Like just having a fire and just grilling your own food, and I mean, like, just okay, that's something super exciting for me. And there's not really much else that brings more joy to me than just literally not giving a fuck about whatever everyone else says, and like just what they pursue. I'm just kind of like building my own stuff and grilling my own food, and like just having a fire and feeding the fire, starting the fire, maintaining the fire, or just traveling in the woods. Instead of, that's kind of like a lot of fun, or like road trips. Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of fun, and the next few years is going to be amazing, so. Not sure, that should be it for today. Not sure what else to share with you. I guess, like, just literally be very clear about the things they want to achieve, and then go straight ahead. I'm going to be probably experimenting with the amount of sleep that I'm going to be getting. I'm literally thinking of actually introducing a schedule where I'll not be, well, I'll just go to sleep whenever I want and wake up whenever I want as well. Because right now I'm literally aiming for like 16 hours every single day, no negotiations, just literally grinding this shit out. I'm gonna see. I really want to split this in terms of how much I'll actually be able to make, create stuff, and how much I'll be able to get done. It should work. There are people who do it this way. There are people who don't do it this way. It works for them both. So I'll just see. But like literally the biggest takeaway for me is like even literally just being very rigorous about the time that you have, and knowing that you won't have a second chance, and enjoying every single second of every single day, because every single day of every single second of every single day is worth millions, or even priceless at the end of the day. So yeah, that's about it. Was fun speaking to you. I'm gonna catch you in the next one. I'm your biggest fan, and let's crush this together. Bye.